you know, we even had enough resolution on the camera that was watching the three cameras that were disabled that we could actually see the lights, the characteristic red lights underneath these cameras going off.
Right.
And it corresponded exactly to the timestamp on the cameras that lost power. So, you know, we were able to triangulate the sequence of events pretty accurately. The only thing that was wrong with this whole thing was that there was nothing associated with the cameras losing power. There was not enough resolution to see the actual wires coming out of the cameras,
mm-hmm.
but we could see the cameras losing power because those red lights on the underneath of the cameras were exactly corresponding.
But there would be no way that a person who's doing this damage could have gone not seen.
Absolutely no way. These telephone poles were located on open ground, so it was not like they were in the middle of trees or anything where people could hide. There was no way for a person even crawling along the ground where they could not have been seen.
Hmm.
It was just not a feasible operation. And we know that the cameras lost power at that time because of the timestamps.
So something that was invisible did this.
Correct. Well, something that was not picked up by the cameras.
Right. Okay, so this stuff then is going on, despite the fact that we can't get physical proof of it going on, whatever it is, and that would almost automatically, it seems to me, force NIDS to look at the possibility that it's not extraterrestrial, perhaps, in origin, but as at least one possibility that the phenomena is associated with, you know, I hate to go into other dimensions here, but you're almost forced into doing it, almost forced into that, at least considering it, aren't you?
Well, we're forced to consider that every single analysis, physical analysis that we've done has come up with something terrestrial. And
right.
In each case, those physical objects have been associated with anomalies. So if there is a terrestrial explanation to these phenomena, then yes, you would invoke some kind of a dimensional hypothesis. And, you know, it goes back to this, what is the definition of an extraterrestrial? Does it also include dimensions or entities or beings or whatever you want to call them that are coexisting on this planet,
mm-hmm.
but we just can't see them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had several incidences on this same property in northeastern Utah.
One of them, it seems to me, involved somebody with night vision equipment watching what amounted to a hole in nighttime space opening up with something crawling through it.
Right.
That is correct, isn't it?
That is correct. And that happened in August of 1997. Two very experienced investigators were on this ridge that overlooked the property. They were up there specifically to monitor an area where the stuff had been happening in the previous weeks. So they were there with a purpose. And they had their equipment. Nothing had happened pretty well all night up till about 2 a.m. And they were just packing up. They were looking down at the area just before heading off home, when one of them spotted a dull yellow light. It looked like a sort of a small reflection off glass near the ground, that kind of thing. Nothing to notice. But then it started getting bigger and bigger, and so they decided, okay, well, let's unpack the equipment and have a look. So one guy took his camera out that had infrared film in it. The other person took a pair of Generation 3 night vision binoculars out of the bag and started monitoring what was going on below. He, through the night vision binoculars, he saw this three-dimensional tunnel, the actual light that had expanded to about 4 feet in diameter now through his night vision binoculars looked like a three-dimensional tunnel. Mm-hmm. And in the tunnel, he saw movement. Now, at the same time, the guy who was taking photographs could only see this four-foot diameter dull yellow light down there. He could not see this three-dimensional tunnel. And through this tunnel, this large black humanoid was crawling. It crawled out actually through the tunnel, got out of the tunnel, and vanished into the night. It literally used the shoulders to emerge from the tunnel. And this guy was watching this through night vision binoculars.
Hold it right there, Colin. We'll be right back. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell.